Today is Friday, June 14th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Cucumber Day. It's National Movie Night. It's also Wear Blue Day, National New Mexico Day, and National Strawberry Shortcake Day. I don't know if you guys had this, but when I was growing up, and I think they still have this to some extent in some stores, but I didn't see them at our local Walmart recently, which is normally where I would see them, but they used to sell packages of little round, almost like angel food cake or pound cake, but they're round and they have a little cutout in the, not a cutout, but a little indention in the middle. And grocery stores would always put those packages of little cakes with strawberries and whipped cream for people to make strawberry shortcake. And so when I was growing up, strawberry shortcake was always a mixture of these little circular cakes that you would buy at the store, fresh cut strawberries. A lot of times you would let them macerate in sugar, but then you would just pour them and the juices over that cake, the store-bought cake, and then you would finish it up with whipped cream. And you could stack them, so if you wanted a multi-layer. I didn't see those this year yet. Maybe they will have them, but the local Walmart put the pound cake. They have like Sara Lee pound cake, and they put pound cake next to strawberries and whipped cream. So I don't know. I'm going to look here. Little round shortcakes. Yeah. They still sell them. I see them here online. There's a Publix dessert shells shortcake. And yeah, it's exactly what I'm talking about. They probably still sell them at Walmart, but I didn't see them at my local Walmart. But yeah, it's exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll put a picture in the episode art. But yep, that's exactly what Publix dessert shells shortcake, $5.53. It has six cakes or dessert shells. Yeah, and when I searched for it, they do have other recommended things are shortcakes. So there's an angel food cake, there's a buttery pound cake, there's an Entenmann's butter pound loaf cake, there's a Sara Lee, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, similar things, but I just remember the round ones when I was growing up. And that is the nostalgia of my youth. Let's look and see if we have any. We do have some text messages. So let's go ahead and read those, because like I said, nothing's happening in my life other than just staying very busy at work and trying to find someone to board my dog. Well, not board my dog, but to dog sit Sydney while we're on our trip. We got a text message from an unknown person. Glad you're back. I think you should have random backup podcast recordings when you don't record, instead of a fill-in person. We tune in to hear about your life, and last week was no different. Well, we have to, you know, I mean, I understand that, but I could do filler episodes, but because I say the date and everything like that, I would have to record the intros, and it's still extra work, but noted. And a lot of listeners do like having the fill-in host. Like, we heard Dennis just was very complimentary of Daniel. So, you know, some of you want me to just pre-record. Some of you love Daniel and wish he did my show all the time. But anyway, so yeah. But anyway, thank you for your not call, but your text message. We also have a message from Gary, and two messages from Gary in Portland, actually. One says, I don't hear the video. So he was, I know, you guys, I know I always complain when there's someone's mowing the lawn, when the TV is loud downstairs, or when Sydney, the dog, not Kathy Bacon's daughter, is barking or breathing hard or doing something. I know I always say, oh my gosh, I don't know if you guys can hear this or not, because most of the time you can't, because when I'm editing the audio, I do have standard noise removal that I do, and anything below a certain volume gets removed. But I can hear it, and so I never know if it's going to actually be removed in the audio after I do the editing. So, but he didn't hear the video, and then he says, he texted again, and he says, the Peloton video. So, yeah, because Mark was working out, and he uses Peloton videos when he's working out. So, Kathy Bacon responds to my whole episode about vacations and says, good answer, Adam. As far as funds, I would pay whatever the price for a place I wanted to go. Gerald went to Japan for work, and the ticket from Sioux Falls was over $5,000. I do love the idea of a cruise to dip into all those other places. I think I'm putting off a passport because I hate selfies, and I think I'm actually afraid to leave the country. Kathy, there are places now that are better. I don't want to get in trouble, but I mean, there are countries where, you know, they're doing a better job on the environment. They're more tolerant of people that are not like them. They're less religious focused and telling everyone what they're doing wrong. The U.S. is becoming what's the Gideon? Handmaid's Tale. I can't think of what it's called. The really religious place where the handmaids are. But I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I feel like the U.S. is kind of becoming that. And so when I go to other countries, it's kind of refreshing. Now, yes, there are countries who are worse. There are a lot of countries that are worse. But I'm just saying, there are countries where it's a breath of fresh air to go to these other countries. You're like, oh my gosh, people are nice. She also says, besides a house payment and utilities, I have no debt, and I make just a little bit less than our friend Daniel. But my goal is to pay my house off fast so I can resign, retire, and then travel. Well, if you're not going to leave the U.S., I mean, I guess you can just, like, do road trips around the U.S. if you don't want to leave the country. Anyway, she says, thanks for the help. It was a lot of help. Scotty should be calling in later next week. Cool. Well, yeah, I was just trying to throw out as many recommendations as I could. I don't know how helpful. I mean, Kathy said it was helpful, so I'm going to believe her. But I wasn't sure when I was like, what can I say to that question? But it is content, so there you go. Oh my gosh, you guys. So I have not been working out this week, as I told you. And because work has been so busy, we had, you know, I was working last week, but as I said before, because it was an offsite, I was just focused on the offsite stuff. And I wasn't attending any other meetings. So a lot of the meetings got moved to this week. And so I've just had a lot of meetings. And then now Mark and I are going on our vacation 2 weeks from Monday. And I have so many things I need to wrap up at work before I'm gone, because when I get back, I'll only have 2 weeks before the third quarter, and we do all of our planning the month before each quarter. So I have to be ahead on all of my planning. In the next 2 weeks, I have to get all of that done. So it's crazy. But anyway, so yeah, I walked today because I was like, okay, well, I may not do my actual workout because I'm so busy and I don't feel like it. I am counting calories. I have been counting calories, if I could speak, all week, and I've been staying within my allotted calorie count, which is good. But today I thought, okay, I'm gonna try to get my 10,000 steps in, because since I got back, I haven't been getting them. It is so hot outside. It was so hot outside. I don't know if it's more humid, or I didn't really look and see what the temperature was. Okay, it's only 88 degrees here. And other people in other places where it's hotter would be like, oh my God. But that's not hot at all. It's in the 90s or it's in the 100 here or whatever. But yeah, it was 88 today. It's 88 currently. And it must be humid as well, because, man, I was walking. Sweat was just dripping. I was so hot. And the sun felt like it was just burning into my skin. But so far today, I have gotten 9,611 steps. Goals 10,000. I'll get the remaining steps just walking around the house between now and bedtime. So, you know, cooking and other things that I'm doing. So that will be fine. So I will at the very least, I will reach my step goal today. And then tomorrow, maybe I'll convince myself to actually work out. Last thing I'll say, Father's Day is this weekend, and I still don't know what I'm getting my stepfather, and I haven't planned to take him out to dinner or anything because I've been so busy since we got back. And I just want to have a relaxing weekend. I don't really want to have to plan for a dinner or whatever. But we did a dinner for my mom, so I guess you guys will find out next week what I actually end up doing. But at this point, I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.